Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it is Monday, August 6th. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams sitting in today for Alex, who will be joining us by phone in roughly 30 minutes. Obviously, things are going crazy in the world of liberty. This shooting at the Milwaukee Sikh temple is obviously a staged event. And we're going to break it down for you right here on the Alex Jones Show for the next 3 hours. And I want to thank you for joining us today. We're going to be taking calls and actually opening up the phones and specifically asking for calls from law enforcement who may have firsthand knowledge of whether there were drills. In fact, according to the news that's coming out, Paul Watson is going to be posting a story in just a few minutes on Infowars.com that talks about the drills behind this. So if you're a law enforcement officer, a peace officer, call us at 800-259-9231. We'll get you on the air in about 15 minutes or so. Between now and then, we're going to be breaking down this story. Alex Jones will be joining us at the bottom of this hour with a call-in of his analysis breaking down the situation. In addition, he just posted a roughly two-minute video. The latest update has just been posted on the Real Alex Jones channel on YouTube.com. We've got all of that and much more coming up. There are similarities between this and the Aurora, Colorado shooting. We're going to be going over those similarities. I mean, look, folks, look, this guy, this shooter, Wade Michael Page, where did he get his training? Psychological operations officer at the U.S. Army base in Fort Bragg. Come on, people, come on. I mean, how more obvious does it need to get? We've got an eyewitness saying that there were four shooters, four men dressed in, I think he describes black clothing, probably tactical gear, four men who were involved in the shooting. That's from an eyewitness, and we're going to play that video just in a few minutes for you. This smacks of a setup, of a staged event for the same agenda as the Aurora, Colorado shooting, which is to, of course, blame the Second Amendment, which is to demonize veterans. Again, this shooter, Michael Wade Page, was a U.S. Army veteran. To demonize patriots and to call for the complete disarmament of the American public. So that's what's going on. Major breaking news. We're going to be breaking it down. But in addition to that, we're going to cover some other topics here. A huge expose has just been published about the Susan G. Komen organization and their deceptions. The British Medical Journal has published an article by two scientists who accuse Komen, the Komen Group, Komen for the Cure, of running deceptive ads and tricking women into getting mammograms that have dubious benefits. In fact, the benefits have been greatly exaggerated and they may harm more women than they help. So we're going to be breaking down that story in more detail here. Also, malicious lies about bottled water. They want to add fluoride to all of your bottled water now by saying that bottled water harms your teeth because it doesn't have fluoride in it. Can you believe that? It's a full-on assault in America today on your brain, on your mind. It's all psychological operations. It's all mind control. It's all deception. It's all theater. They want you fluoridated. They want you dumbed down. They want you disinformed. And we are here at InfoWars to combat all of that in the information war with accurate information, with intelligent analysis, with the real story of what's going on in our world, the story that you won't get anywhere else in any media. So that's why you got to stay tuned in here on the Alex Jones Show. We've got just about a minute left before we go to break here. And then we're going to come back and really start digging into this. There's also more news. There's been a raid on a farm in Canada with a farmer there, Michael Schmidt. We're going to have him on the show in another hour or so. Obama's campaign website has been caught selling hemp, even though hemp is illegal to grow in America. All of that and much more straight ahead on the Alex Jones Show. So stay with us. That hardcore breakdown coming straight ahead. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it is Monday, August 6th, 2012. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in for Alex today. Alex will be joining us by phone for his update on the Sikh shooting. And thank you for joining us. For the next 3 hours, we're going to be breaking down the details of this shooting, which is an obvious psychological operation, a PSYOP. It's obviously a staged event. But we've got some other news to cover as well. There's breaking news in the world of cancer fraud and attacks on bottled water, how they're trying to fluoridate the population. There's been a raid in Canada. We're going to hit those later on. But first, let's break down the shooting situation in Milwaukee. Number one, this is the thing to keep in mind. Oh, and by the way, the phones are opened up right now for law enforcement, peace officers who may have knowledge of any drills that took place in Milwaukee before this shooting. So call us at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The phones are open right now, and we're asking for law enforcement or those with specific knowledge of drills that were taking place there, because that's the MO here. They scheduled drills, and then they ran the drill, and peace officers who had no idea that this was going to be a live shooting took part in the drills, and then they showed up. Turns out we have a witness who says they saw four men conducting the shooting. Not the lone gunman that's now being put out there by the media, but four men, and we're going to play that audio, that video with that witness for you in just a minute. Plus, Alex Jones has posted a 2-minute video on YouTube, and we're going to be playing that for you here in just a few minutes. It's the latest update, the latest analysis of the situation. But let's get down to the basics. Number one, it's on, people. It is on. The rollout of planned violence is underway in America. It's only been, a couple of weeks since the Aurora, Colorado shooting? And that was obviously a staged event. This is another staged event. The shooter, Wade Michael Page, was an E-4 psychological operations specialist with the U.S. Army, trained in Fort Bragg. He received the Army Commendation Medal, the Army Achievement Medal, the Army Good Conduct Award, the National Defense Service Medal, the Humanitarian Service Medal, and the Parachutist Badge. This guy was a highly trained psychological operations specialist. Now, what does that have to do with the agenda here? Think about it. Aurora, Colorado, mind control research, U.S. government-funded research, NIH grant money to James Holmes, that shooter, who was an expert in mind control. Time shifts, temporal shifting, changing perception. Well, and this guy, Michael Wade Page, an expert in PSYOP. The whole thing was a PSYOP. The whole shooting was a PSYOP, except he probably didn't realize he was going to be the patsy. You see, they never know they're going to be the patsy. It's like if you sit down at a game of poker and you don't know who the mark is, you're the mark, right? This guy probably was taking part in what he thought was going to be a psychological operation. This is just conjecture at this point, this statement. And then he ended up being the patsy and ended up being shot. That's the other thing that these shootings have in common. They always leave somebody behind to get shot or get arrested. And in the case of James Holmes, drugged into oblivion so they can't talk. All right, now we are expecting in the next few minutes an article by Paul Watson to be posted on Infowars.com, so watch for that. Refresh that website every couple of minutes to get that information. Drudge Report is also, of course, covering this breaking news as it's coming out, and we've got more analysis coming up for you right here on the Alex Jones Show. Now, as far as we know right now, this shooting was done with a semi-automatic pistol, a 9mm pistol. Now, there is an effort underway out there in the liberal media, especially, to try to confuse people about what is an automatic weapon versus a semi-automatic weapon. They're trying to get people to think that, oh, you could just go out and buy an automatic weapon. No, you can't. Not legally. They're hard to get. They're very, very expensive. You want a fully automatic weapon, you have to pay a tax stamp, you have to get approval from the ATF, and you have to pay anywhere from let's say, $12,000 to about $60,000 to buy a full auto weapon. Almost nobody can get those. Nobody's got that kind of money. The weapons that are available today for armed legal citizens to purchase are semi-automatic, which means you pull the trigger once for each round that goes out the barrel. Semi-automatic. But that's what they're going after now. That's part of the agenda here, is to try to outlaw semi-automatic weapons like they did in Australia, to make everybody turn in your weapons, to disarm the entire public. And unbelievably, even conservative talk show hosts have been on board pushing for this disarmament of the American public. Not telling people what really happens in those cases. Once the public is disarmed, then the mass murder begins. Then the genocide begins. This is what has happened throughout human history. And to help explain that, I've got a video coming out here. We're going to show this later on, probably in the third hour too, that talks about how your doctor is 6,200% more likely to kill you than a crazed homicidal shooter is anyway. So you got to get your head around the real risk assessment here. The odds of being killed by a crazy homicidal shooter are so low in America. They're infinitesimally small. You have a greater risk of being killed by a bee sting, literally, statistically speaking. All right, now, this article by Paul Joseph Watson has just been posted. It's red-linked on Infowars.com. Go there now. Check out this article. Here's the title. Sikh Temple Shooter Was in Army Psychological Operations. Batman Shooter James Holmes Also Connected to Army Psychiatrist. Now, I'm just seeing this for the first time, but let me highlight it for you as best we can in real time right here. And then we're going to go to the video of the witness who saw the shooter. So get that queued up, guys, who said there were four shooters. Here's the article by Paul Joseph Watson. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but let me give you the highlights. Following the pattern of numerous other mass shooters, the accused gunman behind yesterday's massacre at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin worked in psychological operations while he was with the U.S. Army. He has similarities to accused Colorado shooter James Holmes, who was treated by University of Colorado psychiatrist Dr. Lynn Fenton, a former U.S. Air Force doctor. Questions have already been asked about what drugs Holmes was on, such as Paxil, Zoloft, or Prozac, which have been proven to induce violent tendencies in some people. Virtually all of the well-known mass shooting cases over the last 20 years were carried out by individuals who had been prescribed drugs by psychiatrists. So this is another link. Is there a psychiatry drug behind this shooting, as there have been with so many other shootings? Now, here's the big breaking news right here. The chairman of the temple that was targeted in this shooting says, quote, "There were a few suspicious men were seen on temple premises before the shooting, suggesting the involvement of more than one person." And again, this confirms the witness, and let's run that video now, the witness who saw four shooters or four men involved in the shooting raid. Go ahead and run that video right now.
We have our temple service every Sunday. Starts around 10:30, and usually goes in the afternoon. And around 10, between 10 and 10:30, four white males who were dressed darkly, dressed in all black clothing, came in and opened fired on the on our congregation. And from what I'm told, about 20 to 25 people have been hit. And my uncle was one of them. He's been taken to the hospital. I don't know how many others have been taken to the hospital. But basically, there are people hiding in there right now, or there were. I don't know how many hostages are left. One of the gunmen is down, so there's three left. And we're just praying that everyone gets out safely and they're able to capture these gunmen. Ideally, bring them to justice.
All right, yeah, that's good right there. So that audio was not great, but if I heard it correctly, he said there were four white males that came in and started shooting. And that was an Associated Press video, by the way. That wasn't just somebody with a webcam there or a phone cam. Associated Press video. So look, you know, one thing that strikes me, and by the way, phones are open. We're going to go to calls here in a second. One thing that strikes me as odd, that guy seemed really, really calm. Now, I'm not saying he's not who he says he is. Maybe he's had some emergency training, or he's seen combat before, or he's an EMT or something. But one of the weird things about all these shootings is that a lot of the witnesses that talk to the news, they are eerily calm. they're not running around panicked like most everyday people would be. It's like they've dealt with combat before, and then they suddenly show up talking to the cameras and witnesses. Again, I'm not saying that guy isn't who he says he is, but as we're piecing this story together, you have to start red flagging things that seem strange, things that don't add up. Now, we want to pursue this lead about the chairman of the temple stating that there were a few suspicious men seen on the temple premises. We want to follow this lead about the four men carrying out the attack and why the mainstream media has now gone to the lone gunman theory. Sound familiar? They always do that. JFK shooting and everything else, instead of the four men carrying out the attack, as was described by a witness. And we also want to follow up on the drill aspect of this. So with that said, I want to go to some calls right now. We've got a police officer, Anonymous, in California. You're on the air on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead. What do you think about all this?
Well, I'd like to see more evidence. In law enforcement, we would look to the security cameras that are, supposed to be there for incidents like this. And then we could kind of rule out a lot of speculation.
Yeah, that's a great point. But as often happens in these cases, the security footage gets seized. I mean, look at 9/11, all the video camera footage from there. It all seized and went into the memory hole. It all disappeared. Have you heard anything about drills like this? We only have a few seconds, but go ahead, your comments.
Well, first off, the shooter was less than honorably discharged, and he was demoted, so he wasn't really a ball player with the military.
All right, good point. Less than honorably discharged, but he was awarded all kinds of medals, which is interesting. We'll get into more background as we return. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
It is frustrating to have to deal with this rollout of tyranny in America and then to hear it called domestic terrorism. How can they call it domestic terrorism? You know, just a random act of violence, even if there were no false flag behind it, even if it were seriously just a psychotic shooter on psychiatric drugs that was a random act of violence, that's not terrorism. That's just a random act of violence. To be domestic terrorism, it has to be violence that is used to achieve a specific agenda. So then, it is terrorism once you understand the false flag behind it. It is, in essence, agenda-driven terrorism against the people, against our liberties, against our freedoms. But for the mainstream media to call it terrorism and say it's a white supremacist or it's a veteran committing terrorism, that is completely false, even just basic under the basic definitions of logic. It's not every bad act isn't terrorism. So anyway, Alex Jones has just posted a video on YouTube. We're going to go to that right now. It's about 2 minutes long. Run that video for his analysis.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with breaking information. I knew it. It's always the same. The supposed shooter who's conveniently been killed, notice the police showed up in mass in just minutes with their armored war wagons, was an Army Psychological Operations Specialist or PSYOP Specialist. That's the LA Times. They're always doing shooting drills at Sikh temples because right-wing type folks always confuse them as what they think of as Central Asian Al-Qaeda types when they're not even Muslims. It's just amazing. And it's the timing of it, all the anti-gun legislation, the whole nine yards. You've got the chairman of the Sikh temple saying guys were casing it in the days before, weird guys. Multiple witnesses saying four men in black uniforms, multiple shooters, all of that being memory-holed. You've got the Batman shooter on psychotropics under a top Air Force psychologist who was over the biggest Air Force base in the U.S. out in San Antonio, moves out there just to be over him. He told them everything he was going to do, but they stood down. Just a drugged-up patsy. You can either drug up the patsy as Operation Northwoods breaks down, or you kill him, like Lee Harvey Oswald. This is incredible. This is absolutely amazing that it's this sloppy. When you understand these things, take the 7/7 bombings that came out in Fox News and even London Telegraph that it was run by MI6 through this SWAT gentleman who was MI6. Look at that. Psychological Operations Specialist, Wade Michael Page. Wade Michael Page. This is amazing. Look for more of this. what was it, 6-7 years ago outside Fort Bragg, they were doing secret drills, and they tried to disarm police, Fort Bragg troops did, and got killed. You can look that up. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the police or military, do not take part in these drills when they're small, because that's when they can set you up, and they will kill you, or they will electroshock therapy and drug you and have you roll out and say you did it. This is a PSYOP. The timing has certainly got Fast and Furious, another admitted staged false flag PSYOP, out of the news. Myself and Mike Adams will cover it all today, T-minus about 10 minutes at Infowars.com with a three-hour syndicated radio transmission.
All right, the number one warning there from Alex is if you are a member of military or law enforcement, do not take part in these drills because you may end up being set up. You may end up being directed to actually take part in a shooting for a specific agenda, a political purpose. So again, Alex Jones issuing a warning to military and law enforcement. He will also be joining us by phone in a few minutes. Right now, we're going to go to a caller who says he lives down the street from the shooting. His name is Frank in Wisconsin. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I actually work down the block. I was just over there, actually, and they got all blocked off. The news is everywhere. But, you know, there was a lady on the news when this happened, and they weren't saying really much of anything. She actually said there was a few people there that were doing the shooting, and they saw him drive off the car, and it's just weird.
Who is this woman? Who are you referring to?
She was involved with the church. It was on the local, the local Fox channel or NBC, I'm not sure.
So you saw a video report of this woman saying that she saw multiple shooters who drove off?
Yeah, they said they saw him. They said they saw a few suspicious people there that day, and the shooting went on, and then they saw the car drive away.
Wow. Okay. What did you see there? You say you worked near the location. Were you able to see firsthand anything about the response team, for example?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't working that day. I was at home. But I put the news right away as soon as I heard about it. They didn't say anything for like a whole day about who
we got to go to break, Frank. I thank you for your call, for your information. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. A lot more analysis coming straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are continuing here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for staying with us. We've got the detailed breakdown and analysis of the real story, at least as we are piecing it together, it's obviously developing, of the Sikh temple shooting in Wisconsin. And I've just been handed additional details on the shooter. The links to psychological operations get even deeper. This is thanks to analysis being conducted by InfoWars writers Kurt Nemo and Paul Joseph Watson, who are hard at work digging into the history of the shooter. We've also got Alex Jones joining us now by phone with additional analysis. Is Alex coming through okay? All right, Alex. Hey, how you doing?
Mike, thank you for doing the broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday I came out with videos and said that it could be one of three things: a totally staged false flag event with a patsy they set up in a drill. The video is up at Infowars.com, where I ask, is the Sikh temple shooting a staged false flag? I said, number two, it could be provocateur, white supremacist, idiot types that the FBI provocateurs and sets up. Or it could be a lone wolf, because we've seen a few of these attacks, thinking that the Sikhs, who aren't Muslims, by the way, look like the archetypal Central Asian Taliban type, with their turbans. Now, as soon as it came out that he was Army PSYOP, everything fell into place. Just like we said with the Colorado shooter, Holmes. If he's under government psychiatrists with military connections, if he's giving government grants, if he had months where he was missing from family, if people report other shooters and people throwing smoke bombs, if there is a drill, if there is gun legislation that's key at the very time, which, of course, there was, then it enters the quadrant of a staged event, okay? And the reason we know this is Operation Northwoods, Pentagon document tells how to shoot people in U.S. cities and blame patsies. Operation Ajax did this. Operation Gladio was over 500 bombings and shootings in Europe in the 60s, 70s, and 80s carried out by NATO. In Europe, every time a political group got uppity, whether they were right-wing or communist, it didn't matter. They would blow up schools, shoot up buses, shoot up police stations, shoot up little kids walking home from school, blow up bus stations to blame their political enemies. I'm here to announce to everyone that this now is 99% confirmed it, as I've been saying the last 2 years, warning people. Top Democratic operatives in the Financial Times of London, but also in three different internal fundraisers, the last 2 years, to their donors. Mike, am I coming through good to you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay, all good. Continuing here. This is a maximum import, ladies and gentlemen. They've sent out letters that even Fox News has covered saying, don't worry if Obama's down in the polls. There's going to be state shootings and bombings that are going to help Obama reconnect with the public, and they'll be blamed on our enemies. Now, they don't say they're going to do it. They're 1 millimeter. That's how dumb they think we are from saying they'll do it. They just say these attacks will happen. They will be blamed on our enemies. Obama will pose as a savior. Then Homeland Security says, prepare for veterans to start bombing and shooting and killing en masse. They are your new enemy. Forget Al-Qaeda. They're now the good guys. We're helping them fight Libya and Syria. Hail Al-Qaeda. They're helpful and loving. And, you know, forget the government got the underwear bomber on the plane, or the Times Square guy was run by a lackey who was admitted Pentagon, Fox News, Associated Press. So, again, I'm just giving you a few of the thousands of data points I've got. I'm not exaggerating when I say thousands. Okay, now continuing here. I live this. Listen to me, police and military. This is so important. They are now going to flip Homeland Security against the American people. This is a mayday situation. Now that we've learned that this gentleman was an Army psychological warfare officer from the home of Army psychological warfare, they've got one base in Florida, but the big one's at Fort Bragg. This is how these work. They have a drill, and the word is from all the trucks, the head of the school, the head of a church, the director, that there were all these weird men around, that the police were there in minutes. Multiple witnesses, not just the one you played, not just the police scanners, but other witnesses have come out saying there were four men shooting. It was coordinated in black uniforms, black head-to-toe dress. Now, how does this work? You have someone who's part of the PSYOP team who thinks they're taking part in a drill. They have drills that are secret where you're seeing if you can face a joint and seeing if police respond, or seeing if you can get weapons through an airport, or seeing if you can get on board and hijack. We know they were running drills out of the Pentagon with the 9/11 hijackers who were training U.S. bases. That all came out in the news. But all of that is just ignored. So they get their own agents, just like 7-7 in London, that it turned out was a staged event with a drill, and a SWAT, it was MI6, set up the guys. They thought they were taking part in a drill. A fourth group figured it out, ran, got machine gunned at Canary Wharf. That came out in the news. It's always the same MO, over and over again. So they follow a playbook. If there was a drill, and that's what all the neighbors and locals and witnesses are saying, it's all over the news. If there was a drill, police driving around, all this activity, just like with the Madrid bombs, and it came out that that was a government op, and the government got removed in Spain over the Madrid bombings. Remember that. Look it up, folks, where they blew up an apartment building to get rid of the patsies. They drug them, they shoot them, or they bombed the patsies, just like Lee Harvey Oswald, just like McVeigh had a top Army psychological warfare chief over him. The number two guy in psych warfare in all of U.S. history, Jolyon West, the main protege of Bunker U and Cameron. Write these names down, police and military. Look it up. You're going to understand this is real. Now, the timing. Five bills to ban all semi-autos, the possession of them, to ban clips above 10 rounds, to register ammo when you buy it at the store, to ban online sales. It's all happening and racing through Congress. The UN treaty is not dead. It's just held up for 2 months. Because it openly said it would ban guns. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact. Now, listen, I saw the video last night and one this morning. I said it could be a crazy right-winger. He's got a, quote, remember 9/11 tattoo on him, who thought these were Muslims. An Army psychological warfare officer is going to know what a Sikh is, who, by the way, are always warring with the Muslims, opposite group, is going to know if he's going to go and kill some Muslims, like Sergeant Bales, who was on a bunch of psychotropics in Afghanistan, which I believe was a mind control test. We know he's under psychiatric care of the Pentagon, and it was sent back begging not to be, and had been running around acting crazy. Police had arrested him, but that had been expunged. So, again, there's no way an Army psychological warfare expert, officer, mid-level, would not know what Sikhs were if he went crazy. He'd go to a mosque and kill people if he really, you know, bought all the Kool-Aid and the propaganda when they're actually funding al-Qaeda to create the clash of civilizations.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Kurt Nemo is working on an article right now that is shows the links between the shooter and the FBI-run National Alliance. Apparently, the Southern Poverty Law Center is linking the shooter, Wade Michael Page, to the National Alliance, which is, you know, a neo-Nazi group, but it's controlled by the FBI, as you know. That's been reported.
I said that last night. I said, if I have to profile this, they're going to blame it on a white supremacist. And again, I'm not tooting my horn. I know what I'm talking about because they follow a script. The Southern Poverty Law Center, it turned out in federal documents, was running the Elohim City Center with the white supremacists that McVeigh was at. Not infiltrating it, running it. So listen, here's the bottom line. I'm going to get off, Mike. Here's the bottom line for everybody. There is no doubt in my mind, because, I mean, I go with what I really believe. I don't just say it's an inside job to say it. This thing has all the hallmarks of a sloppy false flag where they killed one of their own people in the drill, or a police officer responded so quick he killed one of the black op teams. We don't know, but it's leaning towards the whole thing's a setup completely, a pure manufactured event. This is Operation Gladio being implemented inside the United States. This is also known as the NATO option. Write this down. NATO option, Operation Gladio. We sell a book by a professor who's an expert on it at Infowars.com, breaking it down in the shop area. You know, the film A Noble Lie. All of this, we've been telling you since Noble Lie came out. Why am I promoting that film? Because it's the same playbook the Justice Department that split. But if they stage the false flag event, ladies and gentlemen, if they would stage the false flag event of Fast and Furious, they would stage anything. This is the October surprise. This is how Obama plans to stay in power. This is how they plan to go after domestic groups. This is, remember 2 months ago, our insiders told us they were going to launch TSM, the streets nationwide, not just select areas. Now it's happening. Now they're saying mall shootings. They've hit it. I've said churches, police departments, malls, movie theaters. It's everything that the TSA is rolling out in their training videos. They are coming for us all. This is a staged event. You better believe it. My gut tells me 100%. Again, I'm ranting here, ladies and gentlemen, because the magnitude of this. Police. We've had police call in, and the FBI's asked them and the ATF to sneak a bomb to the airport. And they've been smart enough in Texas to say no, including Robert Mueller Airport, where they've set up this weird base now and do these training drills. And it's not even an airport anymore, but they wanted to do a drill practicing to take one in there where they do this SWAT team training. They tried it up in Dallas at DFW. This is the type of stuff that's going on. And 95% of the time, the drill is real and doesn't take place. But every time they do it, there's a drill, and then they will set you up, ladies and gentlemen. And they want to start persecuting the military and police, and they have set up the narrative. Imagine how ridiculous the narrative is, that the veterans are going to come home and kill everybody. That's because they know they're going to start gun confiscation, and veterans will fight back. So the only group they know that may resist the banker takeover is the military and veterans. So they're preparing to turn Homeland Security completely against you. That was always the plan. This is a mayday situation. I repeat, witnesses, the police scanners, the head of the Sikh church are all saying there were people there. There were men in uniforms. There were cars driving around. There were four shooters. This is the truth. This is what's happening. This is what's going on. It's all happening leading up to the election. They're probably going to blow up federal buildings next. They're going to blame it on us. They're not playing games. These are criminals that ship 20,000 guns and hand grenades to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. Mike Adams, what do you make of this?
I concur with you, Alex. I think this is just the beginning. I think that the pattern is very clear now. And you just mentioned you think maybe they're going to try to stage blowing up federal buildings. I certainly wouldn't put that out of their reach. I think they could be looking to do something even bigger. I've written about this too. And look, something bigger like a dirty bomb nuclear attack in a major U.S. city, for example.
So they can pose as the saviors and take over.
Exactly.
And look at all the scripting. Remember this, and then I'll let you go back to your work. They've written all these memos and news articles how there's going to be giant terror and how they're going to blame it on us.
Oh, yeah. It's and look, the worse Obama gets in the polls, the more desperate his controllers are to make sure that he is perceived as a hero so that he wins.
Exactly. Notice how this is knocked Fast and Furious out of the news. Notice how this is what knocked Al-Qaeda, openly being brought in by a criminal government in Syria, out of the news. It's knocking it all out of the news by design. Mike Adams, God bless you. Hey, every time I take off to just take care of a bunch of other work I've got to do when these big events happen. We need to get police and military. I know we have a lot of former and current PSYOP people listening. Folks, would a PSYOP officer go into a Sikh area and shoot them? See, the reason this is a PSYOP is they want to stop making it the Muslims, the reason they're taking our liberty. They said they're changing the script to domestic groups. This is all done and aimed at an unconscious population. So now they need to shift it over to right-wing groups. I mean, this whole thing is tailored, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you, Mike Adams. Thank you so much, sir.
God bless you too, Alex. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for the analysis. So, folks, if you want more from Alex, check out his video on YouTube. And we're going to continue bringing you more details right here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in today for Alex. And it's crazy. It seems like every time that I'm guest hosting and that Alex is not here, some big breaking news happens hours before. And then, you know, we end up reworking the entire show. We were going to be talking today to a vaccine rights attorney, Alan Phillips, for example. And we asked to reschedule him because, again, of this breaking news that's happening right now. But going over the big points, once again, as Alex just told us, this is a pattern. This is indicative of the Gladio Project, the NATO option of staging these false flag events in order to create the reaction in the hearts and minds of the public to be against the selected target group, which in this case is the veterans. They want the people not to trust veterans because it's probably only veterans, well, and maybe a few others, but for sure veterans who are willing to stand up against tyranny and actually follow their oath of protecting the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So veterans are in the crosshairs of being demonized. The Second Amendment is being demonized. There is a mass, it's almost like a cult now that has taken over the mass media to try to demonize everybody and make blame everyone for the actions of this one individual, which might have actually been a team of tactical shooters with a specific agenda. But look at this. CNN just played the song "Only the Good Die Young" by Billy Joel, following a segment about the Sikh temple shootings. So remember, CNN, remember 8 days ago, they played the song "Stupid Girls," right before a story about former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Now they're playing the song "Only the Good Die Young" when covering the Sikh shooting. So that's the kind of sick sense of the culture of death that these people at CNN have. It's just sick, terrible human beings who pretend to bring people the news. Let's go now. We've only got a short segment here before we go to break, but Mark is on the air, former police and military from Texas. Mark, we've only got a minute, so I want to keep you over, but what are your comments on the situation, sir? Go ahead.
Yeah, my comments are this. I think that this guy was probably processed out secretly, and I don't believe he ever actually was processed out. Kind of like I think happened with McVeigh and possibly even with Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
This is a black op. There's no question about it. I would like to tell people all around the country, listen to people like Alex Jones. Even a regular talk show are afraid to cover this. Fox News, forget it. They're just like the mainstream media. Nobody wants to cover this. I've put the pieces together. And one other thing, too, about the six. A lot of people don't understand. A white supremacist have nothing against people like the six because they believe they're basically Indo-Europeans who migrate to India. They're basically remnants of Alexander the Great. So This would not be an extreme right-wing thing. This is no doubt the government taking advantage of the stupidity, what they think of the stupidity of the American people and the complacency of the prostitute press.
Well, sure. They know that people are going to buy into this. They buy into anything that they're told repeatedly over and over again in a hypnotic tone. I mean, the whole thing is a psychological operation, which is, of course, what this shooter was reportedly trained in. Now, you just said that maybe he was still part of the military, secretly taken out of the military, but still connected to it. We got to go to break, but I want you to hold on because I want to ask you, are you aware of other examples of that happening where they're still working for a secret group within the military, even though officially they're no longer part of it? So stay with us, Mark from Texas, as we go to break. We'll be right back here on the Alex Jones Show for more details of this event. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in for Alex as we continue to break down the details of this shooting in Oak Park at the Sikh Temple in Milwaukee. This looks like it fits the pattern of another staged event, and we've got some more details coming in here. This is thanks to a blogger, and by the way, we're gonna go back to the caller here in just a second, but turns out that one of the people shot was linked to the film Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S. That is like the name of the star, you know, the constellation star, the dog star. He was the director's father, and his name is Arm Kaleka. The Sirius filmmaker Arm Kaleka's father was killed at the Sikh temple. So Arm Kaleka himself was not a victim, but his father was a victim. Now, Arm Kaleka, and this is just coming in to me here, this is the first time I'm hearing this, he is working on a movie that is, what, in Race Against Timeline for False Flag Alien Invasion? I gotta learn more about what this is all about. This was posted by Dr. Greer on Dr. Greer's blog. I'm going to get into more of this, but apparently this is something about the Disclosure Project and some kind of a cover-up. You know how the media has been pushing this you know, alien invasion agenda for a long time? Apparently this was a film being worked on by Kaleka that is investigating this issue, the false flag alien invasion. I don't know. I'm going to have to get into that to get more details. But his father reportedly killed in this shooting. So let's start connecting the dots. Again, a lot of this, folks, this is just breaking. So we don't know the full picture yet. What we're doing is collecting data points now. And we're going to start connecting those data points, filtering out things that don't get confirmed or that don't add up, and then putting together the pieces of the puzzle that do add up to create the collage of reality, which is the false flag agenda behind all of these shootings. At least that is what looks likely. We don't have 100% proof of it yet. There's still a chance that this is just truly some lone psychotic shooter suffering from the side effects of psychiatric drugs. That's still a possibility. But the evidence is pointing more and more toward a staged event. We've got witnesses reporting multiple shooters and then a vehicle leaving the scene with those shooters. We've got his background in the military, in psychological operations. A lot of that coming out. Now, the caller on the line, Mark from Texas, are you still with us?
I am.
Okay, any further thoughts?
Yeah, look, I was not in military intelligence, okay, but I did know people that were in the CID, that's the Criminal Investigation Division of the military police and in intelligence, that you stated would definitely the military had plans for some kind of if anything broke out in civil society and the military would take control. And I, as far as the black ops businesses, this is just basically I'm using common sense, every time something big happens, it seems like it's an ex-Marine like Lee Harvey Oswald who supposedly defected to the Soviet Union, then came back. Nobody knew anything about the guy until he blows away to President of the United States.
No, that's where they're able to recruit people easily. It's Jason Bourne. Are you ready to serve your country, soldier? Yes, sir. Here come the chemicals. Here come the shock therapy. Now you're a multiple personality agent. Thank you for your call, Mark. Good information. Much more straight ahead. We'll be back in 1 minute for more details. Stay with us on the Alex Jones Show.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing already into the second hour here. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, and thank you for staying with us. We've been breaking down information on the Sikh temple shooting, and of course, even what we've covered so far, it's a lot of data points. Not everything's confirmed yet. We are exploring. We are researching. This is happening in real time. So information is coming in. We're going to try to connect the dots as best we can. And I know also, of course, you can just bet that in the next 24 hours, a lot more is going to come out on this. And Alex himself will be able to bring you more detailed breakdown of this entire event tomorrow as he returns to hosting the show. But for today, continuing, here's what we've got coming up. We're going to continue with callers who have information. We've got Chris Holding and Rick and TJ and Clark and others, former and active law enforcement and some military. We've also got breaking news about another armed raid on a farmer in Canada this time. He's going to join us for just a few minutes in the next hour. He's been charged with 14 counts of conspiracy, facing 14 years in prison based on the conspiracy charges against him for farming sheep. Yes, raising sheep on a farm in Canada. So the assault on farm freedom is continuing. We've also got information about the deception of the Susan G. Komen organization has just been attacked in the British Medical Journal, the BMJ. Two scientists have come out and accused Komen of running deceptive advertising that intentionally misleads women into getting mammograms that 9 times out of 10 actually harm those women. So this is another assault. We've got news about the Obama campaign website now selling hemp scarves on their website, selling hemp products, but the hemp is imported from China, not the United States, because it's still a criminal offense to farm hemp in the United States. So why is the Obama administration or the Obama campaign marketing people, why are they supporting communist Chinese jobs in China, but not allowing American farmers to grow hemp right here in the USA? Also, we've got breaking news about chemotherapy that's going to shock you. Just out yesterday, it turns out that chemotherapy causes cancer. Yes, chemotherapy causes cancer tumors to grow more aggressively. It backfires. This is shocking news out of the medical industry that chemotherapy backfires and causes more aggressive cancer, and it causes resistance to future chemotherapy. So all of that is coming up, plus we've got a video for you coming up in the third hour, why doctors are more dangerous than guns. And then getting back to the Second Amendment issue, we're going to continue to break down the Sikh temple shooting and the assaults on the Second Amendment and the pattern of drills that always are found to be behind these shootings that have a specific agenda, that always go after helpless groups of people. Alex just said it on the phone in the last segment that they're going to go after people in malls, in churches, in movie theaters, in stadiums, at sporting events. This is where people are typically unarmed and easy to have shot in order to create mass casualties, in order to create the reaction, which is a nationwide call for gun control and the disarmament of the public. But You know what? Think about it. Gun control is not gun control of everybody. It's selective. It's only about controlling, or that is, disarming guns from the citizens while concentrating power, concentrating firearms in the hands of the government itself. So while they're working to disarm the American public, they're buying 450 million rounds of hollow point 40 caliber ammo. They're buying hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of AR-15 rifles. They're buying the .223 ammo, the 5.56. They are arming up while disarming us. That's the real agenda. So all of that straight ahead, plus more calls. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Continuing here on The Alex Jones Show, it's Monday, August 6th, 2012. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of Natural News, filling in for Alex today, who is tuned in to everything that's going on. He's doing research right now. He's already posted a video on YouTube, which we played earlier. He's calling in. He's texting in with additional information. The crew here is hard at work. Again, this is a coalescing, a developing story. We're collecting data points to try to connect the dots on what really happened with the Sikh temple shooting. A lot of it already doesn't add up, and lots of red flags that indicate this could be another piece of the pattern of staging false flag events for a particular political agenda. Now, I want to give you my own personal opinion on some of what's going on here. First of all, I am extremely saddened and extremely frustrated at the fact that we have to interrupt our normal pursuit of happiness and pursuit of awakening and health information and all of these things to deal with these staged events that government operatives or dark evil groups within those agencies are perpetrating against the American people. I do not want to come on the air and talk about people being shot. I cover it reluctantly because we have to. We have to fight for our liberty, which means we have to face reality. But I would much rather be here teaching you about how to protect your vaccine rights, how to say no to the vaccines, how to say no to the fluoride, how to protect yourself from the evil death agenda of the cancer industry, how to boost your cognitive function and awaken your brain through nutrition and foods and all of these things. That is what I am really about as the Health Ranger. That's my specialty. And that's what I'd rather be talking to you about. But then at the same time, I'm an advocate of the Bill of Rights. I'm an advocate of the Second Amendment. I believe in the Bill of Rights. I believe in the Constitution. I am a hardcore libertarian constitutionalist who believes in the greatness of America and in our ability to overcome in any kind of challenges to our freedom, whether it be oppression or tyranny or these false flag agendas, whatever the case may be. We have to overcome that. And so I think, much like Alex, we reluctantly cover these issues because if we don't, we have no future. Think about it. You know, you can't just bury your head on your own house or land or your own farm. You can't just bury your head in the sand and ignore all of this and hope it goes away. It's not going away. They are coming after us. The clock is ticking. If you're out there right now and you haven't purchased the firearm that you legally need to purchase to get squared away, if you haven't purchased the ammunition that you need to protect your family and your community against whatever might happen down the road, you need to get on it. You need to get on the ball and take care of that right now. And I bet you that gun sales to legal citizens are skyrocketing today once again. And they doubled after the Aurora, Colorado shooting a couple of weeks ago. I bet they're doubling again today. You know, from normal levels, not doubling from the Aurora levels, but once again, spiking up to that double level. I bet they are. And that's a smart thing to do because we are under attack. Our freedoms are under attack. People, remember this. Remember this, that disarmament is the first step to mass murder. Every government in history that has committed genocide against the people, that has committed mass murder, has first sought to disarm the public. Why? Because they don't like people shooting back. What tyrant wants to risk his troops getting shot at by an informed, aware, armed public? They don't want to take that risk, so they pass disarmament first, just like they did in Australia a few years back, and then the people are much easier to control. But the bottom line is, folks, as the health ranger, this frustrates me to no end that we've got to deal with this, but we do. We have to deal with it. I'd rather be talking to you about these other things to help awaken you, to help nourish you, to help your brain get off the psychiatric drugs, get off the toxic chemicals, get off the synthetic pesticides, get back to basics, self-sustainable living, permaculture, gardening, raising your own food, because that's where the minerals come from the soil and get embedded into your body's tissues so you can be healthy, so you can operate with awareness and stamina and a sense of courage be determined about moving forward to protect our future. It comes from things like home gardening, believe it or not. Sometimes gardening really is the answer. And that's why that's under attack. And we got a story for you coming up shortly about the rancher in Canada who has been raided at gunpoint by Canadian law enforcement and is now facing 14 years in prison there for an alleged conspiracy. And this is on top of all the raw milk assaults in the USA. And I probably need to share with you some additional news on that as well. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and share that with you right now briefly, and then we're going to go to more callers. So, Chris, you're up next from the National Guard. Be ready. But I spoke with James Stewart. He called me from Ventura County Jail over the weekend. He is in jail. He's the raw milk man in California who has been just falsely accused of these financial crimes related to investors in a farm in Ventura. And I can tell you right now, those charges are utterly and completely fabricated. And the agenda behind that is funded by the FDA. The FDA is giving money to the states to assault raw milk farmers. So at every level, whether it's an attack on your farm, whether it's an attack on your home garden, as happened with Julie Bass in Oak Park, Michigan, or the woman in Tulsa, Oklahoma, whether it's an attack on your Second Amendment rights, whether it's an attack on the water in your city through fluoridation, which isn't even fluoride. It's a conglomeration, a cocktail of toxic chemicals that dumb down your brain and actually give you cancer. And some of those are even radioactive elements in the fluoride. No matter what the assault, they all have one thing in common. It's about global control over you. It's about controlling your food, controlling your defense, controlling your medicine, controlling your money and your finances, controlling your reproduction, controlling your private property, controlling your mind, controlling what you think, controlling the narrative, controlling the stories that you believe to be true, which is why they're repeated over and over and over again in the mainstream media. And I'm sorry if I'm rushing through this. It's just so much rushing through my thought process that you need to understand. And part of this is that if you really want to awaken, folks, you've got to take care of your brain, your brain health. You got to get off the chemotherapy. You got to get off the fluoride. You got to get off the psychiatric drugs and off the vaccines with the stealth cancer viruses in them. Your brain has to function well if you are going to stay awake and fight for liberty and freedom and restoring this republic, the United States of America, which we are losing by the day now. It is slipping away from us so rapidly. I am concerned that we're going to be in a martial law situation by early next year, spring of 2013, if something doesn't change. We're slipping into that realm very, very quickly. And it is scary that the public isn't awakened more about this. I know that we in the Liberty Movement, we are awakened, but the public, they are lagging behind so far, and they're being swept into the false narrative through these staged shootings and through the mainstream media and their explanations, which are almost universally false. But the mainstream public is being swept into this, and they can be dangerous when they're disinformed, which is what they are, because they can call for things such as disarmament that can put us all at risk. So that's my two cents on this. I want to go to Chris in California with the National Guard. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi there. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I know this is off subject, but I just want to make a few quick points on 2013. I have some friends who are active duty infantrymen, and in 2013, if you could go on Google, all you have to do is type in U.S. Army 1st Infantry 2013 Africa, and it pretty much breaks down everything.
And what's the summary of it? What are they talking about? Hit us with it.
Well, in 2013, Air National Guard, Army National Guard, Air Force, Navy, pretty much our whole military is going to go to Africa.
All right. Is it okay? Folks, thank you for your call, by the way. I want to focus today on what's happening with the Sikh temple shooting and people who have specific knowledge about that. So I appreciate your call. And that is an important piece of the puzzle. But let's talk about what's happening right now today. Let's go to Rick in Virginia, Navy veteran. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I want to talk about his other than honorable discharge for misconduct. My own personal experience was kind of weird in the sense that I joined the Navy during, joined the Navy in 2003 with F-14 squadron. So I was kind of, the first couple of years, I was kind of involved in like the old school type of military, you know, via Tomcats. And then about midway through, we decommed them, and then we got transitioned into the new Super Hornets with, you know, this kind of post 9/11 Navy and military. And the type of atmosphere is night and day. Prime example, E4 and E5, back when I was under the Tomcat squadron, you know, they kind of had beef with each other. Well, what they did, the senior supervisor just kind of filtered them into a shop and said, all right, you guys got to, you know, beef with each other. You know, let's lock the doors and you guys handle it so we can get on to, you know, bigger and better things.
What does the E4 designation really mean, by the way?
It's a third class petty officer in the Navy. It's the fourth highest rank. So you go in as a private E1, and then you work up E2, E3, E4. So it's kind of like the lowest supervisor position, and then E5 sergeant.
All right, Rick, we gotta go to break. I appreciate your insight and your information on that. Appreciate your call. We are going to continue with details of this, what looks like a false flag shooting event in the Sikh at the Sikh temple. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa en el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito. Volaré.
Okay. All right, folks. I'm mapping out. I am mapping out what I think is the agenda here. This is consistent with what Alex Jones has been explaining. And I want to get an overhead cam shot for those watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. See if you can show this document. Let me get this other stuff out of the way. All right, right here. Yeah, there we go. So here's the deal. Here's how this works. This is the plan that Alex has been explaining is in the minds of government. First, we start with stage shootings. That's the false flag shootings. That's Aurora, Colorado. That's what's happening today in Wisconsin at the Sikh temple, yesterday. This then leads to a disarmament mandate because in problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectic, right? A very common thing. People call for getting rid of all the guns. This then doesn't work because we've got lots and lots of people in America who will not give up their guns, who know that giving up their Second Amendment is the path to slavery. So we're going to end up with a shooting war or a civil war at that point. Now, that's what the globalists want. That's what they want, because after that happens, what comes in is foreign troops to do the mop-up right here, the mop-up operation, foreign troop mop-up operation. After the people have shot it out with law enforcement or National Guard or whatever the case may be, then the foreign troops come in and take over. And after that mop-up, what do you end up with? Which is the actual goal? NATO, UN control over everything. That's the goal right there. Global government control in a disarmed nation that used to be called the Republic, the United States of America. So do you see how this spiral of violence, this spiral of destruction, this spiral of stripping away rights actually works? It starts with the staged shootings and it ends up with government control over America, which is then disarmed and now divided into FEMA regions, the 10 FEMA regions with their own FEMA governors, most of the population herded into the FEMA camps. And there we go. That's what we're headed towards. So our goal here at Infowars.com is to stop this process, to reverse it, to stop the violence, to stop the staged shootings, to stop the government terrorism against the people, to restore liberty, to restore a peaceful society where power is distributed among the many. You see, this is a basic tenet of democracy. If you concentrate power into the hands of the few, you end up with a dictatorship. You end up with communism or fascism, depending on which country it is and what their philosophies are. But a concentration of power is always, always, always bad. It is the distribution of power that leads to a free society, the distribution of power that leads to a just society, that leads to a liberty, that leads to innovation and a good economy and all of these things that make nations great. So when you see calls for disarmament, that is a concentration of power into the hands of the few, the corrupt, the criminal elements of the government. A true democracy, or a republic, better yet, must have firearms distributed into the hands of all of the people who don't have, criminal histories or violent criminal histories or psychiatric problems, but law-abiding citizens who are honorable, who are peaceful, who have good philosophies, who are neighborly, community-minded, let's protect ourselves and our communities. All of those people need to have firearms to have the distribution of power. Hence the Second Amendment. That's what it's all about. It's not about sports shooting. It's not about hunting. It's not about plinking at the local target range. It is about having a distribution of power so that if a government goes bad, and every government eventually goes bad, that the people have the ability to stand their ground and demand their constitutional freedoms and their constitutional rights against the invasion of a corrupt, criminal, communist-oriented government that is trying to kill them. That's what the Second Amendment is all about. Now, I know if you're a regular Alex Jones listener, you already know that. So I'm probably just telling you what you already know. But a lot of people don't get this, or they need to hear it again. And so, especially in the context of all of these shootings taking place, which look to be staged, we need to educate each other about why the Second Amendment matters so much and why the ownership of firearms by law-abiding citizens is so crucial. Stay with us. A lot more straight ahead here on The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with much more. Stay with us. Here's the deal. And by the way, you are listening to The Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. And thank you for joining us. Here's the deal. All right, these shootings, Aurora and the Wisconsin Sikh Temple shooting, they have everything in common. And I was just talking with Rob Jacobson here during the break, and he's got a theory that I think makes a lot of sense. Well, I don't know if he's not betting all his cards, all his money on this theory, but he's saying, what if there were four shooters involved, as witnesses already said? What if the local police actually responded more quickly than was anticipated by the shooter team? And that the police showed up and actually ended up shooting this guy. What's his name again? What's his last name? Anyway, the shooter here at the Sikh temple. What if they, a page, right? Wade Michael Page. Sorry, it's an odd name, you know. It's like three. anyway, what if he was not supposed to get caught? What if he was supposed to evacuate the scene with the other three shooters? They were supposed to get away, and this actually was a psychological operations mission that he was on. You know, just like Jason Bourne, right? Sheep dipped people that he really wasn't out of the army, as is claimed, that he was actually part of a special operations unit, a PSYOP unit, who took part in the shooting, was supposed to get away, but a skilled local cop who actually has tactical training, I read, above and beyond the normal tactical training that officers get. This is, I think, a 20-year veteran of the force there, something like that. He shows up, shoots the guy dead before he can get away. And so this guy, Wade Michael Page, wasn't supposed to get caught because his background is so obvious. It's so obvious that this is a PSYOP. You know, if he got caught, it would just be too obvious for the public to know the truth that this is a psychological operation. But he got shot, and now his background comes out. So once again, the false flag starts to unravel. They've messed it up. How many of these can they try to pull off, and how many mistakes are they going to make as they keep getting sloppy? You know, maybe they just weren't counting on local cops showing up and being competent as this officer was. So this could be a case where we have that police officer to thank for actually killing one of the PSYOP instigators, the people carrying out the mission, so that his background could be revealed. But of course, then they're going to just try to paint him as a white supremacist to eliminate any kind of talk that he might have been part of a PSYOP. Anyway, that's a working theory. As everything is here today, that's a working theory. It's not necessarily true. It's something that we are discussing. This is an investigation. This is a dialogue. So that's what we're doing right now. Let's continue that dialogue with our callers. TJ in Minnesota, a Navy and Army vet, is on the air. TJ, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Health Ranger Mike, are you there? Over.
I am right here, 10-4. Go ahead.
God ahead. God bless you and Alex Emery. I'm going to give four salient points here. First of all, last night George Norrie was busy on Mars when he should have been talking to Alex Jones about Milwaukee.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Secondly, I'm so military, you wouldn't even understand it if we spent 10 days together at the campground. We want to know if this guy was a specialist or an officer. There's a big difference. And I love my officers, and I still got a couple. And thirdly, when they choreograph news reports, whether it's 9/11 or Waco or Oklahoma City, it looks like a duck and it tastes like a duck. And you don't have to second guess your common sense, Health Ranger.
That's right. You're no, it's all great. It all looks staged. I mean, it does look staged from the very get-go. And then they just repeat the stage story over and over again. But you know, TJ, people buy into it. Why do people believe this so easily? What do you think?
The enemy is a stupid fool. The devil is a deceptive fool, and he thinks everybody else is too. And the devil has come to ground, Mike. He has come to ground out of the chemtrails, and if Alex Emery ain't on with George Norrie tonight, I'll shut all my radios off. But here's the deal, Ranger Mike. I want you to stay. You're not military either, but I'm so military you wouldn't even have a clue. And I'm a defensive military constitutionalist, and I'm looking at Jay Rutledge, who signed the Constitution, and that blood is running through my veins, Mike.
Yeah.
To this day, and you can check it out. And I'm sure the government, my big abomination brother, has checked it out. I can bring helicopters in here any minute. However, we got to go to India. India's important if you watch the Olympics. And if you will recall, and I hope you got some real sharp listeners. God, you're doing good.
Well, thank you, TJ. Thank you, TJ. I appreciate your comments, and you're right. India is a strategic of strategic importance. There may be elements here of why a Sikh temple in particular was targeted, of course, with the ties of the religion to many people in India. Today, I'm not aware of any reason why that would be part of an agenda yet, but something may come out. But thank you for your call, TJ. Very good points. Let's go to another caller, Johnny in Pennsylvania with the Army National Guard. Johnny, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Mike. You're doing a fantastic job sitting in for Alex.
Thank you, Johnny.
Real quick, Mike, I want to know why the Southern Poverty Law Center is being repeatedly referenced by media, not just media, but right-wing media like the Daily Caller, as an objective source giving us insights into what this guy was doing in that neo-Nazi organization.
You know, I got a theory on this. That's a great question. Stay on the line. I want to talk to you some more. But the theory is that we are now seeing the division. We're seeing people are lining up with their true alliances. We are seeing on the conservative talk shows, on conservative media, we're now seeing many people selling out to the agenda of gun disarmament, of gun control. And they are, you're right, some of them are quoting the Southern Poverty Law Center and sort of propping them up as a credible organization. And that's bewildering, but you're seeing it now. You're going to know whose side people are really on. I'm on the side of liberty. That's my position. It sounds like yours. What your thoughts? Go ahead.
Absolutely, Mike. This really concerns me. And if I'm not mistaken, Alex has shown the Southern Poverty Law Center to have colluded with government sources for this radical anti-freedom agenda. And I'm not ready to say it's absolutely a false flag, but let me tell you something, Mike. This hits every single hot button talking point issue. The guy's a veteran, a skinhead, a white, a racist. FBI's got to step in and call it domestic terrorism. Now we're going to be told, I'm sure, that he used an assault rifle with an extra large magazine.
Right.
My take on this is, if it really is either staged or provocateur, the reason being is that they didn't get what they wanted out of Aurora. They expected a lot of people to have a knee-jerk reaction and to be played the way they were played after Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
But they weren't. People went out and they bought guns in droves. And as a result, they've had to step up their game. And here's what's going to be a problem for them. If this is also staged, if Aurora is staged and this is staged, there's going to be some issues. Because the more they stage these things, the more they run the risk of having multiple operations where somebody on the inside is going to break ranks and come out and explain some of this and be a white hat, as it were. So
I hope that happens.
Absolutely. They keep
right.
Stepping up their game. And I'm beside myself, Mike. Reports that there were multiple shooters. I believe one of the eyewitnesses said that there was gas released. One more thing. The fact that this guy is such an archetypical white racist idiot, he doesn't know that Sikhs aren't Muslims.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
He's that stupid, and yet he's that committed to go in and murder people. And then let me feed some of this other, your other theory you were just putting out a few minutes ago. This officer was first on the scene that has this advanced tactical experience. May have spoiled what happened, and yet this guy was able to shoot him 8 or 9 times first.
Yeah, no kidding. Think about that. Right. Okay. Thank you for your call, Johnny. No, that's good. I totally agree with you. That officer may have ruined the situation by showing up and shooting that one of the shooters, Wade. Now, this is just coming in. Washington Post is reporting. The FBI has announced there's no reason to believe anyone other than the slain gunman was involved in the Sikh temple shooting. Associated Press, August 6, 10:39 a.m. Now, of course, this is not unexpected. The FBI, no reason to believe anyone else is involved. Well, hey, what about the witnesses that said they saw 4 people and people driving away in a car after they did the shooting? What about those people? Is that not evidence? But see, this is the common pattern that we always see in these shootings. It's so much easier to just blame it on a gunman, especially if he's dead. You know, shoot one of the guys who was involved and then just blame it on him. Or if you can't blame it on him, if the guy is still alive, like James Holmes, drug him into a state of mental oblivion, which is what they're doing. So he can't talk. He can't say anything. He doesn't even know who he is anymore. He's obviously drugged up. So they're either going to kill him or they're going to drug him. And then their story doesn't have any loose ends. Right? Very, very simple, right? That's what the FBI says right now. Oh, so they're going with the lone gunman theory. Now, we're going to go to one more call very quickly, but Kurt Nimmo has just posted a new article on Infowars.com. Sikh shooter, a former PSYOP soldier linked to FBI's National Alliance. This is live right now on Infowars.com. So go there and check this out. And in this, he details the links to the National Alliance and how the FBI admittedly ran the National Alliance white supremacist group. So here we go. Yet another tie-in, another COINTELPRO tie-in. The FBI has run these white supremacist groups since the 1960s. They subsidized, armed, directed, and protected the Ku Klux Klan and other right-wing groups. Brian Glick writes, this is part of the story. Check that out at Infowars.com right now, just posted in the last few minutes by Kurt Nimmo. By the way, you need to be refreshing Infowars.com every 5 minutes, because stories are being posted by Paul Joseph Watson and Kurt Nimmo, and no doubt others by Aaron Dykes will be in the works. Now, we've had some great calls, and I want to go to some more callers and get their thoughts on what's going on. But again, I want to caution listeners and viewers that a lot of this is conjecture, even on my part. We don't know how the puzzle fits together yet. We're exploring, we're researching, we're connecting the dots, and we're highlighting some red flags or contradictions that appear in the official version of the story. That's the stage we're in right now. It's a little chaotic, and it's fast moving, and it will come together. It will coalesce, let's say, in more detail over the next 24 hours. And Alex will be back here tomorrow to break it down for you in more detail. But for right now, let's go to Devin in Texas with the Marines. Devin, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how are you? Great show today. Hey, so just a few points. So I was in the military for 16 years. I just got out in 2007. I was in since 1991. And in doing that, since 1996, a lot of these things that you guys were talking about, I was seeing where we started sitting in on high-level meetings where they were talking about crowd control with the military, contingency plans for, you know, if cities got out of control, what the military was going to do. And in coming into the wars in 2001, I sat in on high level meetings as far as Iran was concerned. They had contingency plans for Iran set up in 2002. So leading into to what has happened with the psychological warfare guys, these guys are great scapegoats.
Yeah.
These guys are great ways to forward these plans. And I think what people don't see is that psychological operations is some of the best that the military has to offer. And for one of these guys to choose, number one, to go that road, is a bit...
Hey, Devin, this is good information you're giving us. I'm going to ask you to hold that thought for just a second. Alex is calling in with additional details right now. Is that correct, guys? Okay, Alex, are you with us?
Yes, sir. Listen, I want you to go back to the caller, because I tried to call in between calls to the hotline. But I don't want to interrupt him, but that's exactly the point I was trying to make earlier. Psychological operations, and he was mid-level, just to even get into it, you've got to have an above-average intelligence and understand complex, multifaceted, overlaying, three-dimensional thought at least. There's no way one of those guys is going to go shoot up Sikhs who are known as being pro-U.S. military. And as they were saying with white supremacists, as I heard a police officer earlier say, who really knew his stuff, they like the Sikhs because the whole history of it is the white ruling class of India, they're like the vestigial leftovers of that. So that's like deep psychology for the white supremacists that India was really white ruled. So that police officer I heard earlier really knew his stuff. That's a point I didn't even make. But here's the deal. You've got the head, the president of the church, saying there were all these weird guys around there. You've got all this happening. You've got the police scanners of four shooters, a family saying four shooters, the first witness saying four shooters. You've got all this happening. They were probably planning to kill everybody. The guy was clearly sheep dip. We know McVeigh was in U.S. military after he got out with a top-level discharge. We know that Elohim City had other special ops in it, but here's my final point, and the point I haven't made. You know when it's a psyop, or if they provocateur or wound up a crazy. You know it because the media instantly jumps on it.
That's
within
right.
Within 1 hour, they were saying, white guy, you know, terrorist, military. It's the scripting. It's like when they killed Breitbart within an hour and 45 minutes, they were saying natural causes, but the coroner said, I never said that. It's when they are fixing the story. It's like Building 7 when they blew it up. An hour before on three channels, the exact script, it fell on its own footprint from fire. Just like they reported Lee Harvey Oswald had been captured an hour and a half before his name was out, and he had been captured, you know, 12 hours difference in Australia or whatever. This is how this, or whatever it is, 18 hours. This is how this stuff works, okay? And the point is, it's the timing. They got five bills. While they run the shop saying, we don't want to restrict your guns, it's a conspiracy theory, they are running the other psyop of these events while the White House promised this was coming to its top donors, saying, don't worry, we're behind the polls. Big stage stuff is coming. I don't just look at something and say it's staged. I live this, ladies and gentlemen. I live this. I'm telling you, this is ridiculous how staged
Alex,
this is.
What do you think about the possibility that this guy was not supposed to have been caught and shot, that he was just part of the team that was supposed to shoot
That's what I said. They either set him up. Or the police officer got there earlier and stopped it. These false flags always go bad. The media just covers them up. Go back to your caller when we come back. God bless you.
That's right. We're going to a break. Caller, please stay on the line. We'll come back to you after the break. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. A lot more news and analysis straight ahead.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents the Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, my gut tells me that this is just the beginning. And it's this sickening feeling. This you know how you've got intuition, you've got that gut feeling, and usually it's right. And my gut's telling me that this is just the second shooting in many, that they've got a whole series planned. They've got a whole a network of you know, psyop terror cells that they're running to try to go after the Second Amendment, to disarm us, to make us slaves in a total police state. And I think it's going to get worse. I think they're going to scale this up. I think these shootings are just the beginning. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that covering this will stop them. I hope that maybe some facts can come out about this particular shooter that will expose the false flag agenda behind all this so that we can stop it, because I feel I've got a really bad feeling that we're going to see a massive loss of life, something much bigger in the next, well, let's say before the election, before the voting day, we're going to see something big. And I am mortified by that, because, you know, one of my main missions is to protect life. That's to protect innocent life, especially. But let's continue. Our caller, Devin, we cut you off there. I apologize, Devin. We want to continue with you. You're back on the air. Please pick it up where you left off before Alex called in.
No problem. So in doing three tours in Iraq, one in Afghanistan, I saw the latter parts of Desert Storm, Somalia, and Bosnia. So I've been around the world a bit, and I was always boots on the ground, infantry. We worked with SF. We worked with Recon. We worked with all of the guys that were doing things on the ground. But when you look to psychological operations, these guys are not meant for this type of operation. This is not the way that they're even taught to use war, to use the human mind. So there's nothing that would tell you that this particular guy would want to do this. But is he a great scapegoat, someone to put into that situation because they know that he's going to be easy to kill? If you put a recon, ranger tab, sniper into that situation, there's going to be a lot of police life lost. So that's the number one thing to look at. That's
an interesting point, but he was also apparently quite competent at shooting back because he struck the officer on the scene, I think something like 8 times. I don't know the exact number, but it seems like he at least was able to shoot back and to do so quite competently. Are you saying that, you know, a recon operator would have been far, far better skilled at that?
Yeah, what I'm saying is that, you know, every military personnel are skilled at shooting. That's part of your boot camp. That's part of your basic training. But when you start talking about, let's say, recon, you know, Ranger Tab, Sniper, there's only 100 of you in the United States. These guys are the elite of the elite. And, you know, this is all they do. SF, they go through thousands of rounds of ammunition while they're training, and they're doing live fire drills. They are always going through buildings doing live fire drills with instructors standing in the rooms.
Sure.
So, you know, so these guys are the top of the top. Do I think that a lot of, you know, a lot more life would have been lost had you have had somebody in there like that? Would it have been a lot worse? Sure. But when you start talking about this, you know, psychological operations and this, what I was trying to reference to was that we sat into, you know, these high-level meetings where they were talking about, you know, going into war with Iran, what it would have to be like to control the population.
And 20 seconds left. Go ahead. Stay on it.
I'm sorry.
No, time is limited. Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, so what they were willing to do that, and I think that if you believe that this is not staged to try to take this further, to take the Second Amendment right, I mean, what else could it be?
Yeah, good points, Devin. Thank you for your call and for your insight. We're going to come back in just 1 minute. A lot more straight ahead on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today. Thank you for continuing with us as we roll right into the third hour here. We've already covered a lot of breaking news today about the Sikh temple shooting in Wisconsin. And more details. We've also had some interesting callers already give us some details. Again, to just a quick overview, this segment is not carried by all the AM stations out there. Quick overview, there witnesses say there was a four-man team that conducted the shooting, and then three out of those four men escaped in a vehicle. One was shot. That's the one we know now to be Wade Michael Page, who is trained in at Fort Bragg in the psychological operations unit, which automatically raises all kinds of question marks. The mainstream media is and the FBI are running with the lone gunman story on this, and they're trying to blame this guy as being a white supremacist. But as we outlined earlier in the diagram that we showed on the air, this is all really part of an agenda to get a reaction from the public to call for disarmament, which will lead to a civil war, which will then lead to widespread chaos and possibly death in America, followed by foreign troops coming in, mopping up the situation, seizing control under the UN doctrine. And remember, the UN, by the way, does not have a Second Amendment. The UN grants not even the right word. UN such an evil, malicious organization. They do not claim that any individual has any right to any self-defense or protection or anything like that. They only claim that states have the right to defend themselves, and that all governments should have all power, a so-called monopoly of force, a monopoly of power in the hands of the government. That's what the UN stands for. So this is all unfolding right now. And the consensus among those of us who are steeped in this information, who do this every day, is that this is just the beginning, that there's a pattern that's unveiling here, and that attacks could get much worse in the weeks and months ahead. And sadly, we have to acknowledge that reality because we want to stop it. We don't want to see innocent loss of life. We don't want to see people dying to serve this globalist agenda. Now, in this segment here, I want to share with you something else on a different topic. You know how raw milk is under attack in America? And in California, for example, they conducted armed raids on the raw milk distribution center known as Rawsome Foods. Well, it turns out that in European countries, they have on street corners raw milk vending machines. In fact, we've got some pictures that we're showing you for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, raw milk vending machines. Now imagine America, our vending machines churn out aspartame, diet soda, MSG-laced snack chips and other toxic foods with chemical additives that cause cancer and diabetes and heart disease and dementia and dumb down your brain and make you a victim of the medical enslavement system. That's what our vending machines churn out in America. But in Europe, they have raw milk vending machines. Here's one called the Mlekomat. Mlekomat. That means like automatic milk. Mlekomat. And by the way, if it's perfectly safe, nobody's dropping dead across Europe from getting raw milk from a vending machine. It turns out there are temperature sensors in these machines. And when the temperature drops below or goes above, let's say, the refrigeration level that it's supposed to be at, then the machine just stops selling the milk. So nobody buys spoiled milk. Nobody gets harmed by the probiotics, the friendly bacteria that's in the milk. It's all perfectly normal and natural. But in America, what do? Oh, we criminalize raw milk and we have toxic poison vending machines known as junk food and diet soda and processed dead factory food. That's what we serve in America. I say, let's replace the junk food machines with raw milk vending machines all across America. How about fresh fruit and raw milk vending machines, superfood vending machines, smoothies in a vending machine for America? Put those in the public schools and you'll see a revolution of health and abundance and wellness and clear thinking at the same time. That's why they don't want those in America. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for listening in. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, filling in for Alex today. Alex will be back tomorrow, and so far we've been breaking down the details of the Sikh temple shooting in Wisconsin. This is yet another data point on the pattern of false flag events that are being staged in order to take away our liberties and rights as the public reacts to the false narrative stories being pushed out there about these events. Now, I know we've got callers on the line. I have to apologize to you. We're gonna put you on hold for now. We've got a guest joining us right now with some breaking news about the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, the CFIA, conducting an armed raid on an Ontario farmer named Michael Schmidt. And this raid happened last week, and this farmer, and by the way, the reason we're covering this story is because this is yet another data point on the pattern of criminalizing farming in North America. It's not just America, it's Canada as well. And Michael Schmidt, whose farm was raided by 20 officers, is now facing, and it was an 8-hour-long raid, he is now facing 14 years in prison for so-called conspiracy charges. And he joins us now by phone to help explain what is going on with the armed raids on farms in Canada. Michael, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Mike Adams here. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too, sir. Please tell us what went down, what's going on, why did they target your farm?
I think this is just part of a much bigger picture here. The story goes back a little bit, and I think you probably remember also the pig slaughtering policy in Michigan.
Sure, yeah,
where they tried to eliminate heritage pigs, kind of a genetic profiling. Now, we had a case here where there were rare sheep. There was less than 100 left in Canada. The Shropshire sheep, a very valuable heritage breed. And a farmer, and her name is Montana Jones, has been fighting for years and years with the CFIA because they say they have found scrapie. It's a wasting disease, which is not affecting human health at all. Has been found in an animal which is supposed to come from her farm 2 years after she sold it. She is disputing that. However, the policy is, kill and shoot first and then ask questions later. So what they decided is to eliminate her entire herd.
Okay? To kill her entire herd.
Because they said, we need to humanely euthanize these sheep in order to prove that they're healthy. Now, how schizophrenic is that approach?
Well, I mean, the government has gone insane. So it sounds like par for the course for government today. It's just, I think a lot of people are shocked that this is happening in Canada as well.
Yes. So the story goes further. When they were slated for slaughter, yeah, the sheep suddenly disappeared. They went on a lamb. And there was a note found in the barn that the Farmers Peace Corps has taken the sheep into custody, protective custody, until the government has conclusive proof that they are infected with scrapie or an alternative to killing has been found.
So they were, in essence, rescued by the Farmers Peace Corps.
Yes.
Which said, we have the sheep, and we're not letting you have them until you prove that they actually have this so-called disease that you're claiming, correct?
Exactly. So what the government did is, instead of getting into a dialogue, they released a whole army of investigators and probably spent millions of dollars to find those who are part of that Farmers Peace Corps who rescued these sheep.
And then you posted some kind of a comment that just supported their actions? Is that what happened?
I was very, very supportive prior to that already because I followed that struggle of Montana Jones.
Yeah.
In regards to trying to get into, you know, to find an alternative to that whole situation. And the CFIA says, no, they will be killed. And then the sheep disappeared. And then I think three months later, they were found. They got all killed. And all sheep proved to be healthy.
Wow, so there was no disease in them.
Yeah, with no disease. I posted then a video statement on behalf of the Farmers Peace Corps as a liaison for the Farmers Peace Corps, stating that I'm basically coming out on behalf of the Farmers Peace Corps in order to explain the situation, that the same policy had been implemented about 60, 70 years ago in Germany on humans.
Right.
And we are on the same path again. Doing a genetic profiling, and who says that it stops with sheep? First of all, I'm potentially will be charged with conspiracy because I'm supposed to be part of it. Charged with conspiracy, criminal conspiracy. The interesting question which needs to be asked, who is conspiring here? Do we have a government who is conspiring to destroy the genetic diversity in our gene pool, and just streamlines everything to their liking based on economic principles?
Oh, wow. So this is huge. There's so much here. Okay, we've got the government doing this genetic cleansing of the sheep.
Yes.
And as you said, maybe it doesn't stop with sheep. I say half the public's already sheep anyway, so they're probably next in line. You know, I mean, obviously not physically sheep, but mentally there's a sheeple mentality, right? So then you they're attacking your free speech rights because you came out and said it reminds you of the history of Germany with the ethnic cleansing there, and then they charge you with conspiracy to prevent the government from slaughtering / murdering the sheep that were the private property of this other woman, Montana Jones.
Exactly. Then what I did is when I sat down with the investigators, I said, do you know what the interesting thing is? We could resolve that quite nicely. Where we find, like they do it in England, they have an exemption for rare breeds that they will not be slaughtered. There will be a kind of a quarantine program where they can continue their breeding. If we can sit down and figure that it is much cheaper for the government than trying to hunt everybody down involved in the sheep pies.
Oh, but they love to hunt everybody down. That's the new government. That's the new tyranny. Government announces that you're the enemy.
Yeah.
You the farmer, you the guy who wears a John Deere hat, you the veteran, you the patriot, you're the new enemy. They want to hunt you down. They want to charge you with conspiracy. They want to throw you in jail. They don't want you to have the right to farm and have a diversity of animals. That would be freedom.
Exactly. And that is, and the other thing I said, well, you know what? I'm actually not afraid if you drag me into court, because now things which should actually be a public debate or a debate in parliament is moving into the courtroom, because otherwise it will never be exposed what the policies are from the government, because nobody knows. The newspapers don't report it properly, and so it might as well go on record in the courtroom. And it's painful, but it is a necessary step we have to take. We need to drag these things into the court in order that the public knows who is actually the real, is the one who is conspiring against what we need to do in preserving our rights, freedom, and diversity.
Yeah, well said, Michael. By the way, let me give out a web address here for people who want to learn more. It's farmfoodfreedom.org. Farmfoodfreedom.org. Is there another website, Michael, that you want to give out?
And then you can go to another website, which is always up to date. It's the completepatient.com.
Sure, thecompletepatient.com. There's also westonaprice.org.
Exactly. And I think it's everywhere right now. You know, everybody covers the story.
Okay, so here's the thing then. So governments now in the U.S. and Canada believe that they have the right to just go out and slaughter animals or demand they be killed, mass killed. In fact, there's another case. Wasn't this covered by Christy Canty in her film Farmageddon?
Exactly.
In the United States. Can you give our listeners a brief background of that? Because I don't remember all the details there.
There was this case of Linda, and I don't know exactly the details, but there was exactly the same thing happening. They were slaughtering all the sheep based on false assumptions. And then it came out, and there, I think if you dig a little bit deeper in the story, you know more details about it. But then it came out that it was simply an internal thing in order to finance an institute, and they needed a justification for the institute by slaughtering and testing these animals.
Yeah.
So when you really look deeper into that, how much corruption is connected to all these regulations which are imposed, and then you find out, well, everybody is lining their pockets, bureaucrats lining their pockets with all these programs, with a total neglect for what we need for our survival on this planet, and that means biodiversity. You know, we're surrounded by GMOs. The same agency which destroys our genetic pool is the one which approves GMOs, and it doesn't give the people the right even to know what they're eating.
No, it's insane, Michael. It's out of control. It's a world gone mad. They're destroying the animals. They're destroying the crops. They're destroying the seeds. They're destroying the soil. They're destroying the minds of the people. They're destroying our future. It is a world gone mad. And that film, by the way, Farmageddon, that does expose some of that, is available at the InfoWars store, which I believe is just InfoWarsStore.com, or just go to InfoWars.com. Michael, we're about to wrap up the segment with you. Any final thoughts before we let you go there?
Well, the final thought I have is, unless we prepare to suffer ourselves or sacrifice, you know, our own freedom, we will never win this battle. And people need to understand that complacency and fear is not anymore the place where we are right now.
That's
right.
We need
to step forward.
Well said. Michael Schmidt, thank you for joining us today on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. A lot more straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying.
Above all, remember on this, no matter how many of these shootings they stage, if you really look at the statistics, your chance of being harmed in a random shooting event or even a staged shooting event, your odds are so slim that they're almost zero. And to help emphasize that, I've put together a video. Alex mentioned it last week, but I think I'm going to play it in the next 30 minutes. It's pretty short. It's about 6 minutes. Why doctors are more dangerous than guns. And this is using the government's own statistics combined with statistics from the Journal of the American Medical Association. When you combine those two, it shows that you are 6,200% more likely to be killed by your doctor inadvertently than killed by a homicidal shooter. So, hey, maybe we should be talking about doctor control instead of gun control right now. Oh, and by the way, when doctors kill you, they don't even get arrested. They don't go to jail. Nobody stops them. They're free to go on killing other patients and getting more kickbacks from more drug companies at the same time. So it's like they get paid to kill people. It's like they're inadvertent hitmen running around the country, racking up a body count as long as Big Pharma keeps raking in the profits. So that video coming up right here in the next 30 minutes or so. I want to get back to some of the callers that are on hold. So thank you for holding as we covered that armed raid in Canada on farmer Michael Schmidt there being charged with conspiracy for speaking up about government genocide against animals there. What a weird, bizarre situation. But Antoine from Florida is on the phone with us, says Orlando Police. Antoine, you've been listening in. What are your thoughts on all this?
This is obviously staged. And there's a lot of crazy stuff that goes here in Orlando. Like, they don't want people feeding the homeless here. You know, we're supposed to write them tickets. I mean, I don't, but, you know, some people do. But there's one angle that I wanted to tell you guys that I think a lot of people don't see, because they attack the Sikh, or I can't pronounce their names.
Sikh.
Right? And obviously they're not Muslims. But Michelle Bachmann and a couple of Republicans were accusing a lot of people of being Muslim sympathizers or part of the Muslim Brotherhood. Could this possibly be a purpose attack on a fake people just to make those guys look bad?
Well, I mean, you know, by and large, Americans don't really have much knowledge about these different religions. You know, Sikhism is a monotheistic religion. You know, they have the headwear. But I mean, there are some people, you know, who just aren't really informed, who think that anybody who wears something on their head that doesn't look like a common thing must be a Muslim or something. I mean, but it's crazy that the Sikh religion has nothing. They don't preach violence at all. In fact, they practice meditation and prayer. There are some people in the natural health movement who are Sikh followers who practice meditation. So I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine on that one. Do you have any other thoughts on this issue?
Oh, yeah, I also have one solution I wanted to put on there, because obviously this is trying to use, because I guess the Batman massacre didn't work for gun control.
Right.
I think we all should do every second of the month to buy guns. I mean, if it's a little handgun, just symbolically showing that we're not going to give up our rights to bear arms.
I agree with you, man. I agree. You know, people lined up to buy Chick-fil-A in protest of that situation. I think people should be lining up at, you know, legal citizens with no criminal records should be lining up to legally acquire firearms for self-defense. That would be a great anti-boycott, a great way to support the industry and tell the government that their little plot didn't work. But, by the way, Antoine, and your comments are right on. You nailed it. If the government doesn't get its way, they're gonna up the game. They're gonna go to the next level of terror, which is, as Alex mentioned, you know, an hour and a half ago here on the show, possibly targeting a government building for blowing it up. It's basically an Oklahoma City type of situation once again. And by the way, you got to get that film, A Noble Lie. And I believe that's available in the InfoWars store as well, because that is more relevant now than ever before. And I think there's a very good chance that we could see a government building targeted before, you know, before the election. And, you know, sadly, again, we want to stop this kind of thing from happening. These things work against liberty. They work against freedom. We don't want to see that happening. So people, be on the lookout. Hey, let's take a page out of the DHS manual. If you see something, say something. If you see drills taking place, you send a tip to InfoWars. And what is that? showtips@infowars.com, right? That's the email address. If you see something fishing going on, say something online. Make a video. Post it on YouTube. Start a blog. Call into the Alex Jones Show. Send us tips over at Natural News. Sometimes we cover things that InfoWars can't get to because they're so busy covering other things. If you see something fishy that the government is doing, you say something. We can use this against them. We can use it in defense of liberty. That's what we have to do if we want to protect and defend that liberty. Stay with us. A lot straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The answer to 1984. Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Tick tock,
time keeps on slipping on the time. Clock is counting down toward craziness, that's for sure. Good music choice there. Time slipping away for you to get your liberty squared away. Whether you are standing up for your Second Amendment rights or standing up for food freedom, farm freedom, just the right to raise your own ranch animals in America, what was once called the land of the free, time is slipping away on all of those issues. So you better stand up now. This is not a spectator sport, folks. I know some of you out there, you listen to this show as a form of entertainment. I'm guilty of that too. Sometimes I listen and I'm just amazed at what's going on. And it's fun to listen to how crazy things get sometimes. But, you know, that's a pretty short-lived little ride. You better get on board and actually do something. You better get out on the street and hold some signs up. You better call your congressman. You better, start a blog, post a video, talk to your friends and neighbors, show videos, have a showing of a noble lie in your living room, have a screening in your home, invite your friends over, let them see the truth too. You better get on board with that because time is slipping away very, very quickly. Now, along those lines, I think it's crucial also not just to go out and a lot of people are buying firearms and buying ammo, and that's great, but you better get some skills. All of you law-abiding people out there who want to have a safe community, who want to have a safe household, keep your family safe, be part of keeping peace if looting begins, if law enforcement or peace officers are not able to do their jobs because they're already stretched pretty thin, and if something chaotic happens, it's going to get bad. They're going to need your help. So you better get some skills. I want to plug this site, makeready.tv. Get out to makeready.tv, Panteo Productions. That they've produced a whole series of videos there. I'm not affiliated with them. I'm just saying they teach you some skills. Paul Howe and a bunch of others out there who will teach you firearms skills, how to be competent. Get out there, check that out at Make Ready TV. I don't know why they're not a sponsor here. They should sponsor this show. That'd be a good fit. Next thing is the big fluoride lie. Check this out. We covered this on Natural News. This is something you got to know. They're now attacking bottled water. They're saying spring water, yeah, like natural spring water, they say harms your teeth. You know what their logic is? Oh, it doesn't contain fluoride. Therefore, therefore, if you drink spring water, or if you drink filtered water, if you drink pure water, they say it might harm your teeth. This is nonsense. It's a complete lie. It's a total fabrication by the poison-pushing fluoride pimps who are just trying to poison everybody. Total nonsense. They want to add... See, here's... You want to know the real agenda? Here's what's happening. They know that people are avoiding fluoride in the tap water, and they're buying bottled water, and they're filtering out the fluoride with the fluoride filters that are available, for example, on the ProPure system that InfoWars sells. People are avoiding the fluoride and they're waking up. And because they're waking up, the controllers realize they have to keep everybody suppressed. So you better put fluoride into all the bottled water. Well, how do you do that? You make people afraid of fluoride-free bottled water. And that's the agenda. That's what we're seeing now. And that story was run all over the mainstream media. In fact, that story attacking clean bottled water was run on U.S. News and World Report, iVillage.com. It was run by Health Day, which is a news service, like a wire service. It was run on Fizz.org. It was run on Health24.com and a bunch of other websites that were just pushing this total disinformation about bottled water. They want to poison you through every method imaginable. And more along those lines, we've got a breaking story. I just published it late last night about Susan B. Komen. Susan G. Komen. Sorry about that. Susan Komen, the Komen for the Cure organization, has been now exposed for their... They've been caught in a mammography propaganda fraud. Scientists published in the British Medical Journal, the BMJ, have now exposed the lies and deceptions of the Komen for the Cure group, which is using this fear campaign in false advertising. And the British Medical Journal has the graphic that shows the false advertising They're using a fear campaign to recruit women into getting mammograms. Why mammograms? Because, and there it is on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. That's the graphic from the British Medical Journal. I actually paid the money to go get this article from the BMJ. And it turns out that Komen Group is lying to you about all of this. It turns out that the actual risk of a 40, or I'm sorry, of a 40-year-old woman getting cancer in the next 10 years, getting breast cancer, is only 0.53%. And even if you believe all the best mammography numbers, if they get mammograms every year, that risk only goes down to 0.46%. So we're talking about an improvement of only 7 women out of 10,000. And that's if you believe their numbers. So mammography might only help 7 women out of 10,000. Meanwhile, it's harming 9 out of 10 women who actually get mammograms. So they're getting false diagnosis. And this was pointed out by the authors of this story. And we can actually quote from them in another segment. The authors, Woloshin and Schwartz, those are the scientists who wrote this article, say that more women are harmed by mammograms then are possibly helped by them, that the benefits are dubious, and that the Komen Group is just completely exaggerating the benefits, the so-called benefits of mammograms, in order to pursue their agenda. Well, what is their agenda? Think about this. It's all pink washing. You know, instead of actually teaching women how to prevent cancer with vitamin D, with trace minerals like selenium, for example, and magnesium and things like that, they wait for women to get cancer, and then they push women into chemotherapy treatments, and they push women to get more mammograms. Meanwhile, the Komen Group is getting money from, guess who? The mammogram manufacturers. And they own stock in companies like GE that manufactures the mammograms. And they get money, and they do matching grants from companies that are pharmaceutical companies that make money off of the chemical cocktails, which are chemotherapy. So it turns out that mammography is largely a hoax. It doesn't save lives. Early detection doesn't save lives. That has been expressed by these scientists in the British Medical Journal. It's really just a numbers trick. And we've exposed that in a story. Total fraud. It is time to boycott everything that is attached to a pink ribbon. So if you run for a cure, you are being conned. If you give money to any run for the cure, you've been conned. That money doesn't go to help women prevent breast cancer, not at all. The whole thing is a scam. Now, the fraud is being exposed even in the conventional medical industry. Think about it. The British Medical Journal, which is funded by drug company advertisements, even ran this article attacking the Komen deceptions and the false fraudulent propaganda in the ads. Think about it. The British Medical Journal, that is, an institution almost of the medical industry that is well respected, excuse me, and they would run this and they would go after Komen? Really? That's how bad it's gotten that even the people in the industry can't deal with it anymore. They have to tell the truth. So kudos to Woloshin and Schwartz for being willing to step out there and actually tell the truth. But there's more to this story. What happens when you get chemotherapy? This is breaking news right now. And I'm writing an article on this tonight. So you'll see this tomorrow on Natural News. Yes, I'm actually reading you tomorrow's news today. So the story is, it's a shock cancer finding. The chemotherapy causes healthy cells to grow cancer tumors. It works like this. When healthy cells are exposed to chemotherapy, they emit a protein. The protein is called WNT16B. The name doesn't matter. Don't worry about the name. It's a protein that is then taken up by the cancer cells, the cancer tumors growing nearby, causes those tumors to, quote, grow, invade, and resist subsequent therapy. And that's from Peter Nelson of the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle. He's the co-author of a study that documents this phenomenon, which has been published in the journal Nature Medicine. It turns out chemotherapy is a fraud. It backfires. Chemotherapy causes cancer tumors to grow. So at first, it shrinks the tumors. And then when the chemotherapy stops, that patient aggressively grows more tumors more quickly, which is why cancer always comes back. If you go get chemotherapy, it always comes back. And meanwhile, you're being killed by the chemicals. Your hair is falling out. You're vomiting. You're losing muscle mass. You're losing your appetite. You're being starved to death. You look like a concentration camp victim because you got the chemotherapy. And why did you get the chemotherapy in the first place? Because the Komen group did a mammogram and through false advertising to convince you to get a mammogram. And then you had a false diagnosis of a breast cancer tumor. And then you said yes to the oncologist that makes money off of selling you the very chemotherapy chemicals that we now know backfire and cause cancer tumors to grow more aggressively. The whole thing is a malicious crime against women. It's not just women, you know, men are caught up in all this with prostate cancer, but it is especially targeting women. And more importantly, for all of you out there who are listening, who have, let's say, darker skin color, you're African Americans out there, you're being targeted, you're being victimized by this, because guess where Komen takes their little mobile mammography vans into low income neighborhoods, targeting low income women who they know have more aggressive breast cancer tumors because vitamin D deficiency is epidemic across the African-American community. Because the dark skin color blocks the ultraviolet light from the sunlight. If you get sunlight, you generate vitamin D. So you can actually prevent cancer in your own body. Cancer tumors don't grow in the presence of high levels of vitamin D circulating in your body. Not unless you're exposed to high levels of radiation or a really toxic chemical, for example. So the Komen group goes into the black neighborhoods and irradiates the breasts of those women, knowing that it's going to produce revenues for the drug companies and revenues for the mammogram companies. And it's going to give them more power so everybody can run around running for a cure, pink washing. And then the battery companies sell their products with little pink ribbons on them. And then the cosmetic companies that have their toxic cancer-causing chemicals can sell you their little pink ribbon cosmetics. Yeah. Hey, why not have a pink ribbon cigarette? You know, a brand of like Komen Smokes, pink ribbon cigarettes. Yeah, with every breath, you're helping to find a cure for the cancer that you're getting by using our product. That's what the slogan should be. I mean, that's how crazy this is. Look, you think about everything that's going on today, whether it's the cancer industry scam, whether it's the staged shootings that we're seeing with the Sikh temple in Wisconsin, with Aurora, Colorado, with the attacks, the assaults on farmers in Canada and in the United States, on raw milk, on home gardens, on your free speech rights are under attack. You're being surveilled by smart grid technology. Pretty soon when all those are installed, they're going to be able to turn off your television if they want you to. They're going to be able to turn off your AC, kill huge numbers of people during a heat wave in Chicago one summer, for example, just by turning off your electricity with the smart grid. It's all becoming so insane that it's hard to deal with. It's just hard. It's difficult to communicate this to people who aren't on board. If somebody is listening, if you're listening to this show for the first time, you must be blown away. You must be just going, what? This? How could this be? This contradicts everything I've seen on CNN or even Fox News or all these other conventional news programs. How could any of this be true? How could the mammogram ads by Susan G. Komen for the cure, how could those be fraudulent? Well, they are. You know, how could these shootings be staged? Well, they are. You know, we're not asking you to believe something that's crazy. We're asking you to wake up and see reality and deal with reality. Pull your head out of the sand. You know, stop burying yourself from the real world around you and start actually dealing with it. Because we got to stop the mass death. We got to stop the chemotherapy, which, of course, has its roots, by the way, in IG Farben, Nazi Germany chemical experiments on human beings. That's where it really has its history. Hey, how many minutes do we have left in this segment, guys? You know, I'm sorry. I just get carried away with all this. Ah. It's too much to deal with. I want to go to a caller because I know everybody's got passion about all these subjects. We've got Clark in Arizona, former police officer who's been holding. Clark, thank you for holding. And what are your thoughts, sir? You're on the air.
Well, my thoughts are very, very similar to some of your previous callers. This is all staged. No doubt in my mind about it. I was Force Recon, United States Marine Corps. I did two enlistments. I'm also a former peace officer. I'm about to become another one. I think the most, you hit on one subject that I was really listening to was marksmanship skills.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot more than being a sharpshooter to survive what's coming. Because it's coming. There's no doubt in my mind. The worst thing that can happen is a civil war. We'll weaken ourselves from within, and that will allow the UN to come in and do their mop up.
That's right.
There are so many veterans in this country, I'm being one of them, who are willing to donate our time to teach people escape and evasion. That's very important. Close quarters combat, another important thing. And other things that they need to know is how to get a topo map of the area they live in. Learn how to use a lensatic compass. Do not trust GPS. It can be, be manipulated.
That's right.
And freeze-dried foods. Have a small pack for everybody in your family. So if you have to get out, you can get out quick. You're not going to have time to take the TV, the furniture, the freezer, and everything else with you. You're going to have to travel light. In order to travel fast, you have to travel light.
Yeah, well said. Where can civilians learn these skills? Any ideas?
Well, many of us vets are more than willing to teach these people, our neighbors, our friends, in any community. The skills they need, the basic skills, because we certainly don't have the time to get into everything that we learned the hard way, but give them the basic skills that they can use and they can hone themselves just by going out on a weekend with their family.
Yeah.
Learn how to use that compass. Learn how to travel at night.
Well, I agree with you. I see a lot of people buying gear, but they may end up heavy on the gear, but not knowing how to use it. A lot of stuff sits on the shelf and you can't pull it out on the day you need it and try to figure it out.
Exactly. And I want to touch on one thing real quick before you run out of time here and before my cell phone drops dead.
Yeah, go ahead.
What if we the people, the majority of us, and I figure it'd take at least 70%, were to have a special election, re-elect a new Congress, the president, the vice president, and put them right back in Philadelphia where they got started and do a triple bypass on Washington, D.C.? Just a little food plop there.
Well, I love the idea, and thank you for your call. You've got a lot of good information. You know, the trick is there are so many masses of people who are totally asleep who they love the system that's rolling out. They love disarmament. They love being mass murdered, led into mass graves and gassed in chambers. They love it because they don't know history. We got to educate them, wake them up, and make them aware. That's what we're trying to do right here at Infowars.com. So one more segment straight ahead. Stay with us. This is Mike Adams. We'll be right back with much more.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in the few minutes we have remaining, I'm going to play for you part of the video that I put together called Why Doctors Are More Dangerous Than Guns. And you can find the entire video on YouTube. Just search for that title, Why Doctors Are More Dangerous Than Guns, or search for it on naturalnews.com or infowars.com. Anyway, we'll go to that video, and then I'll be back at the very end to wrap it up. So here's the video.
Gun control hinges on the idea that so-called gun violence is epidemic across America. As President Obama said about the 2012 Aurora, Colorado Batman movie theater shooting, quote,
Every day the number of young people we lose to violence is about the same as the number of people we lost in that movie theater. For every Columbine or Virginia Tech, there are dozens gunned down on the streets of Chicago and Atlanta. Here in New York.
What he didn't say, however, is that every day, 290 people are killed by FDA-approved prescription drugs. And that's the conservative number published by the Journal of the American Medical Association. The source of this information? JAMA, Volume 284, Number 4, July 26th, 2000, authored by Dr. Barbara Starfield, MD, of the Johns Hopkins School of Hygiene and Public Health. That study, which is 12 years old, and drug deaths have risen considerably since then, documents 106,000 deaths per year from the adverse effects of FDA-approved prescription medications. To reach this number from outbreaks of violent shootings, you'd have to see an Aurora, Colorado Batman movie massacre take place every hour of every day, 365 days a year. If a massacre of people using slugs of lead is bad, why is a massacre of people using deadly chemicals perfectly acceptable? No one in Washington talks about prescription drug deaths. There are no sobbing victims shown on the evening news. This chemical massacre happens quietly, behind closed doors. Yet to achieve this level of mass death in the world of plane crashes, for example, you'd have to see a jumbo jet airliner crashing into the ground every day of the year. But that's only the beginning of the mass death caused by modern medicine, where greed-driven doctors are routinely bribed by the drug giants and thereby make the Joker James Holmes look like a Boy Scout in comparison. As Natural News has revealed, just one company, GlaxoSmithKline, had a bribery network of 49,000 doctors who received financial kickbacks to prescribe more Glaxo pharmaceuticals to more patients. The company admitted to bribing doctors and paid a $3 billion settlement to the federal government in 2012. According to the report Death by Medicine by doctors Gary Null, Carolyn Dean, Martin Feldman, Deborah Razio, and Dorothy Smith, the medical establishment kills 783,936 people in the United States every year. Those deaths include 106,000 Americans killed from drug side effects, 115,000 Americans killed from bed sores, 98,000 Americans killed from medical error, 88,000 Americans killed from infections, 32,000 Americans killed from surgery, 37,000 Americans killed by unnecessary medical procedures, and much more. See naturalnews.com for links to the original data. The bottom line total comes to 783,936.
All right, that's the video. It continues. Just search YouTube for why doctors are more dangerous than guns. I want to thank you for listening today. It's been an honor serving here in the InfoWars studio. And Alex Jones will be back tomorrow to break down more details about the shooting. Take care.